This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Two of the most giant of oil giants reported profits today. Between them, Chevron and ExxonMobil had a combined $18 billion in net income the first 3 months of the year. $11.5 billion for XOM, that's the ticker, $6.5 billion for CVX. That is down from last year's record profits after Russia's invasion of Ukraine hit energy markets real hard. But even though oil prices are down, the business remains plenty profitable, thanks in large part to their refining sections. Marketplace's Lily Jamali is on the energy beat for us.
Exxon and Chevron have stakes in all three big chunks of the petroleum supply chain, says Bob McNally of Rapidan Energy Group.
There's what we call upstream, where you're drilling for crude oil in the fields.
Then there's midstream, which is the transport of that oil. And finally, downstream, which is refineries heating it up.
And you're turning it into the products that consumers use every day.
Exxon's refinery business helped lead the company to its most profitable first quarter ever. Last month, it expanded a refinery in Texas, but that's the exception since the pandemic started 3 years ago.
2020 was complete chaos.
David Reisard of the consultancy Argus Media says pretty much everybody stopped driving and flying, which left refineries with a big problem.
They had to pay people to take crude off their hands at one point. And I think there was real concerns about how long this would go on.
Since then, at least a half a dozen major refineries have stopped producing gasoline. Industry observers say that's why fuel prices have stayed high, even as crude prices have fallen. Trey Cowan with the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis says Exxon and Chevron have done well as prices have slipped because they have stakes in refining and drilling.
If oil prices are high, you're making more money on that side. But when oil prices are low, then you're making more money on the refining side.
And the whole industry is looking at an increase in demand as more drivers hit the road this summer. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.